Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. That's considered the southeastern states.
And you said you've been to all those except...
Yeah, except Florida. My son has a baseball school down there, but I just don't ever get in there. I'm going this this New Year's, I'm going down there.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you think of Tennessee and Kentucky as southeastern states?
No, well, now I break them down as in as football conferences, actually.
I see.
And Tennessee is, yes, Tennessee is in the Southeastern Conference, so we'll add it. I've been practically all over Tennessee. My first wife had relatives all over West and Middle Tennessee. And then I've been in Kentucky, and at the Churchill Downs at races.
What city is that?
Louisville.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have been around.
Yeah, and most of it paid for us when you go along, see.
Yeah, well, so when you were on the trap, when you got to go along the baseball team, you were their guest.
That's right.
When Wally was...
Had my hotels paid for, my lunches paid for, and everything. Couldn't beat it.
That's a great deal, Mr. Meek.
Best ticket in the park, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right, sitting right up in one of the box seats.
Well, now, when you were living in Truman, now, were you working for the Singer Company
mm-hmm.
then?
Yes.
And you were living in Truman for convenience sake?
That's right.
Because
I moved there. The Singer Company used to be what we call a mill town, and they owned all the houses.
Oh.
And would rent them real cheap. So they decided they would sell the houses.
Mm-hmm.
And they offered them to the employees.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say convenience, why, it was pretty convenient to buy a house, five-room house, for $1,400.
Oh, that's pretty convenient, all right.
And then sell it later for about
$7,000. Oh, that's pretty convenient,
so that was,
Mr.
Rude. That's right convenient, I thought.
I'd say so, too.
We had to live in them 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we had it fixed up pretty good, and we liked the people down there. And
mm-hmm.
We just stayed another 5 years, and then my dad and mother passed away, and I came back and built a new home in Bay over on another street over here at their old home place.
Oh, at their old home place.
Their old home place. And
oh.
I lost my wife, and I didn't want to stay there anymore, so I sold it. That's when I got to messing around with insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That was between my hitch with Singer and between my hitch with Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really know what I wanted to do, and
mm-hmm.
that's when I did most of the traveling with the ball club, because I was sort of unsettled and torn up, and once I settled down and decided to marry again, why, I didn't think I was old enough to retire, and so a friend of mine asked me to come over and run a finishing department for him in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that until I got 65 and called it quits.
I promise you, I would never believe you could be 68 years
well,
old.
Well, I feel.
I thought you were about 58.
I feel. I feel good for.
You
know, for I get a little arthritis that bothers me once in a while, but a lot of young people have that.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Do you see this copper bracelet?
Uh huh.
That's what it's for.
Well, that's.
I have it.
That'll give you problems.
That. Yeah. Yours is pretty eyes. You have beautiful eyes. They look
well,
beautiful.
Thank you. But I guess I'm fortunate. I could go fishing and just outdo anyone that I go with, young or old. So I feel pretty good.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, let me ask you about your parents, about where they were born. Where was your mother born?
My mother was born in at Lowry City, Missouri. It's Lowry. Lowry City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know the date of birth?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
1872.
Okay, how about your father? Where was he?
He was born in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Oh,